Welcome to Fesco and Dusty.
I mean, come on, guys. What are we doing here?
A show that, analytically, exists between 6 and 10 weekday mornings on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Oh, buddy.
Live from the studios that brought you...
Hey, what's going on, man?
Here's Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens.
And it's Friday. What is going on? 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. JT Noah on the keys again. We've had a rotating cast of producers. Back with my guy, JT. Mac Morey here with you. I've been with you all week. Bob and Dusty will be back starting next week. And our whole little trio will be back together until I'm gone for a foreseeable time when I'm on my wedding and / honeymoon in Hawaii.
Oh, that's going to be so fun.
Yes, dude.
You're going to get laid right when you get there.
Yes. Yeah, that's the hope, right? I mean,
right.
Just again and again. Yeah, like rabbits. You know, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Hey, have you ever seen Mating Season on Netflix?
No.
Oh, it's the creators. Have you ever seen Big Mouth?
Yes.
Okay, the creators of Big Mouth made this, and I decided to pull it up last night for the first time. And let me tell you, my fiance was like, this is what you used to watch? And I was like, yep, that's the kind of stuff I used to watch. So
it's Nick Kroll still. Yeah, yeah. Zach Woods is a great cast.
Oh, it's great. It's so funny.
It's hilarious.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Sarah Silverman pops up in it. Nice. Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of it. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, it's
looks,
hilarious.
Looks amazing.
Yeah, big one
looks
of the
amazing.
Bears oversleeps and loses his girl, so he's got to fight it back.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. I love Big Mouth. I love that show. I think it's hilarious.
It's so good, yes.
It's an acquired taste. It's a show that I can't watch for more than an episode or two. I have to switch it up. It becomes too much. But yeah, no, fantastic, fantastic show. So no, we will be back together next week. But for now, JT and I with you until 10 a.m. Please be a part of the show. 913-586-7965. We've got a lot of fun stuff today. We'll have Price Carter on at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about what's an acceptable record for the Chiefs this year. Plus we'll talk some Royals because the Royals are back in business today. JT, I know you're upset about the Royals, but you don't have to wear the team that they're playing shirt. I mean, my gosh, JT comes in here with a Padres shirt on. The hell?
Listen.
What are we doing?
I got the series is mixed up. I thought that was the next weekend. I love this shirt. I got it while I was in San Diego a couple weeks ago. And I was like, you know what? It's a great Friday shirt, not realizing the Padres are in town this week. How cool. That's just great. Luckily, I'm not going to the game tonight. Actually, I'm on the air with Vern tonight. So I got morning and night shift at the station today.
Also, the 816 now just points out your pun that you just said, getting laid. Yeah, that was nice. I didn't even get that.
Oh, you didn't get that part? No.
Yeah, it went over my head. Yes, yeah. It did go over my head, 816. That's fair. That's totally. Hey, I was just thinking about the other
one. You were thinking about the real stuff.
Yes. Yeah, but that's fair. We will get laid, and then hopefully I'll get laid. Yes, you're both. Both.
You're
going to
get double laid.
But yeah, Royals schedule release for 2027 came out. JT's got some hot takes. He's pissed about it. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Plus, the second half of the season is starting today with the Padres. JT's switched sides, but we'll talk about most pressure on this Royal squad other than JJ and Q. We'll have a bunch of fun stuff. I may even have Jay Binkley come in the studio in the 9 o'clock hour because when I was eviscerating Brett Veach yesterday, he apparently was not happy. So we may have to argue a little bit of that when he walks in as well. So excited for that. Plus World Cup. World Cup is this weekend. It's happening. World Cup Sunday at 2, third place game Saturday at 2, which I understand some people's lack of excitement towards the Saturday third place game. I get that. It's not appointment television for me, but I still think it's going to be a great game. I still think they're going to try their asses off. There's a lot of money on the line. There's a lot of pride on the line. I think Nathan brought it up. Maybe it was yesterday. Maybe it was on Tuesday when he was in, but it's like the Olympics. It's like any world stage competition. You award a third place victory. You award a bronze medal. That to me makes sense. So I will be excited for that game as well. But Sunday at 2 is appointment television between Argentina and Spain. Spain is favored yet again. Argentina continues their destiny type run, being doubted time and time again. And you can't really, you know, criticize anyone for doubting this Argentina team. The way they've won has been absolutely absurd. It's been asinine. It's been an anomaly in and of itself every time. Yet again, they continue to do it. It kind of feels like Lionel Messi is just going to make this happen. And if he wins a second World Cup back-to-back, I mean, he's already pretty much seems like unanimously now considered the GOAT. A lot of that could be recency bias, but if he's able to win this, that will overcome any sort of recency bias. Any sort of shine that starts to wear off after 6 months or a year will then be reinvigorated by, oh yeah, he did just win another World Cup at damn near 40 years old. And I don't know, man. I mean, Kay Adams brought it up the other day. He may just be back. He may just come back in 4 years and play again. Coast in the MLS for another 4 years in Miami. Live your life. Stay in shape. And then in 4 years again, the way he's playing, why not? I mean, he's still playing like the best player in the world right now on the biggest stage in 4 years. What would he be? Above average still? I mean, he could continue building that legacy. But also, the other argument is, if you win this one, just go out on top. It so rarely happens in sports when an athlete knows, yeah, this was it. This is my perfect time to say, sayonara, thanks for everything, and I'll see you later. And I hope Messi does think about some of that too.
Yeah, but you might also think about, he might also think about where the location is next. In 2030, remember, there's places in Argentina where it could be taking place. I know the big co-hosts are Morocco, Portugal, and Spain. But there's special openings taking place in Argentina, Paraguay, and
oh,
Uruguay.
Really?
So
he that'd be cool.
He might say, you know what, I'll go one more time, say my last goodbye in Argentina, and then ride off. And maybe that's what he wants to do. If I was him, though, if I win this one, I just leave in the sunset. I get it. Now, if you lose, you might come back. But why not go off on the top, winning back-to-back? Oh, man.
It's just insane. It's insane.
And both these teams have so many ways of going about how they've got to this final. I mean, Spain, the defensive masterclass.
Yeah.
Argentina. Me and you both had
clutch.
Me and you both had the Brits.
We did.
And the Brits decided to play so defensive. I just couldn't believe it. But yeah, Argentina, like you said to me on yesterday, they're a team of destiny, it feels like.
No, they're on that New York Knicks type of run where it does not matter the odds, does not matter who's in front of you, does not matter the deficit or how much time is left. They're just gonna kind of make it happen. They're just doing it. And yeah, it's been extremely exciting to watch. I might just wait until they're down 1-0 rather, and then bet Argentina and bet Messi for an assist or score. Because every time that's happened, it's come to fruition. They've been down 1-0, they've been down 2-0. Before, and they have come back, whether it's 20, 30 minutes left, whether it's stoppage time, they're just on a heater right now. From the 417, you've rocked it all week, Mac. Thank you so much. Got my 8-year-old today having to get up way too early for him and come to work with dad today. Can we get a Maverick shout out? What up, Maverick? What's up, bro? I know this is really early. This is too early. You could
call that 8-year-old too early.
No, it's too early for him. I understand, Maverick. I get it. But it's gonna be fun with your dad at work today. So excited for you guys. Excited to hear about it. That'll be fun. I always love going to work with my dad. I don't think he always liked it about halfway through the day, but he was like, "All right, you can stop bothering me and let me actually do the job." But no, it's fun. So that's fun. Have a great day, Maverick. Wake up, get some brekkie, and just get the day going. So you'll be good to go. You brought up the Brits being upset. Cody and Gold played this the other day. You added this in our audio, which is just fantastic. This is Brits sports radio, man. The English lads were upset.
So you could almost accept it.
I know.
You're playing against Argentina. Yeah. You can't sit off for 25 minutes against Argentina. He absolutely bottled it. Thomas Tuchel's cost us the World Cup. He cost us the World Cup. We're 1-0 up. Played well first half. All right, cagey affair. We go 1-0 up. Be brave. Mm. Be brave, Thomas. This is what we brought you in for. We brought you in for this moment. We got rid of Southgate because he bottled it, because he weren't brave. We brought you in for now to make that decision. We're 1-0 up in a World Cup semi-final. Bring on Rashford. Bring on Saka. And if they score, they score. But at least we're going to go down fighting. At least we're going to go down with some pride. We fell out of the World Cup in disgrace because of him. Because of him. And we brought him in for this job. This is what we brought him in for. To get us over this line. And it's the same old England. Same old crap. Same old guff. That I have to watch every tournament that we're in. And it's the manager's tucked us up again. Tucked us up. We're dead on our feet. Got Morgan Rogers playing right wing. Jude Bellingham on the left. Brings on Nico Riley. We can't get out. No. Harry Kane's done nothing. He's dead. Nothing. Got nothing left.
I don't.
I can't believe it, Jace. Well, no. Jace, I can't believe it. No, it's a disgrace.
I
it should be sacked. Get him out. Gone.
I totally agree. I, I...
the,
Jace.
The co-host is like, I just don't know what to say anymore. Yeah, I just agree. I guess I agree.
At that point, when your co-host is rolling like that, get out of the way. You know, just let him go. He was rolling right there. Cost us the World Cup, Thomas Tuchel. Yeah, no, it's fair. I mean, yeah, you guys, and there was a graphic that came out about, did you see this graphic about where they were at on the field pushing? Oh, dude, it was crazy.
But I heard Harry Kane and Jude never touched the ball inside the box for an Argentina side.
Well, how could they have when after you scored in the 55th minute, they did not even pass midfield for the next 40 minutes? There's this, it's a really cool graphic, which I imagine soccer heads are like, yeah, this happens after every game. We see this kind of graphic. But it was sick to see kind of the median of where your front line was on the field. And so for the first, you know, 55, 60 minutes, they're, you know, close to midfield or they're over midfield, they're pushing, right? And it's constantly oscillating. It's like a soccer game, right? People are pushing, you're playing defense, you're going off on offense, like back and forth. And then legitimately, when that score happens, you just see the red line go vroom, and they just stay back the whole rest of the game. And I mean, it's similar to, I don't know, the one example. I mean, there's multiple examples we could think of, but the Baltimore Ravens abandoning who they were in the playoffs against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, it's like, you didn't run the ball. In the whole second half, you just kind of didn't run the football, and you forgot who you were. It kind of felt like they forgot who England was. I mean, you bring up Harry Kane, Jude Bellingham, like, that's who you are. You've got to be able to go to those guys. Harry Kane's your best striker in history. Jude Bellingham has been on one of the biggest heaters in the World Cup. And they didn't go after it. So that third place game will take place on Tuesday. We'll see Argentina and Spain on Sunday at 2.
What do you think they talk about when the World Cup's over on sports radio over in like England and London?
Premier League starts in about a week, brother.
Okay. I don't know much about soccer. It felt like right there he knew he's lost his job now because he's got nothing else to talk about.
Well, I mean, forget Super Bowl. There's not even a comparison. This is bigger than anything we have in sports. It's bigger.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For the rest of the world.
Because these are countries they're talking about. These are their pride and joy. Almost as big as the Olympics.
It's bigger than the Olympics.
Okay, bigger than the Olympics.
It's bigger than the Olympics, and it's bigger than the Olympics. It's bigger than anything U.S. sports can fathom. We don't have something that is that big of a stage that we love that much. Yes, we love the Chiefs that much, but the Super Bowl is a national stage versus another team in the same league. It's not comparable. It's not comparable. That sort of national pride for the biggest sport in the world, it's something different. We're going to talk Royals later on, but Major League Baseball using AI in the dugouts? I can't get behind it. I can't get behind it. Plus, Caitlin Clark, is she the face of the league? Because I think she thinks she's Steph Curry. She may be more like Trae Young. We'll talk about it on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Break here on a Friday. The Royals back in business. They'll take on the Padres over at Kauffman Stadium here in town tonight, 7:10. Josh Vernier, you can hear him. He's back in business. Had his week off. Sure, it was fantastic for him. He will now be back in business on the air starting at 6:00. And of course, as you know, this year we've partnered with KCUC, who's donating $50 to the Prostate Cancer Foundation. For every home run the boys in blue hit this season, 1 in 8 men will face prostate cancer. Early detection saves lives at KCUC, Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced neurology team. You see the best in KC. Schedule today at kcuc.com. 95 home runs for the boys in blue, $4,750 total raised. So no matter the end result, let's hit some homers. Let's get it over the fence, and let's raise some more money. So Major League Baseball, this came out per The Athletic. Major League Baseball has effectively outlawed use of league-provided dugout iPads to access generative AI, which some teams have increasingly leaned upon to help shape in-game strategy. If the Royals are talking to Gemini or Claude in the dugout, I don't know what to do with myself. It's pitiful. It's sad. And it raises, we already had questions about this team's use of analytics or this team's use of strategy in general or lack thereof. This makes me really hope and pray that the Kansas City Royals were not one of these teams on the bench looking at an iPad and asking Gemini, hey, who should bat fourth in the Salvador Perez? Oh, okay. Oh, who should bat third? Vinny? Oh, okay. Sounds good. you know, every time again. Or JT brought up who should go close Ursig again. Sounds good. You know, like that will enrage me. And it does make me sad because, listen, I'm an analytics guy. I think analytics can be used in sports. AI is not that. AI is not that. This is just asking something what to do. So I don't know. You've played a game your whole life, and you're talking to AI to make a decision that you should be able to make yourself based on your knowledge and your experience. Ugh. Frustrating. And also good for Major League Baseball to say, yeah, we're going to get this out of our game before it even becomes a bigger problem. Ridiculous. Now, I'm not saying AI can't be used as a tool for some organizations, whether it be in Major League Baseball, NFL, I'm sure. A bunch of film studies being used with AI. I mean, like, there's a bunch of things that AI could help a team with. But asking them lineup questions or shaping in-game strategy? No. No, that's ridiculous.
It just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Because kids are like, well, we can't use AI. And then they see their favorite team using AI, and then they're like, wait, oh no, it's going bad. Maybe we shouldn't use AI. But, like, this is crazy to me because another team that I think of that would have fans going erupt is the Yankees. AI's telling them to keep Volpe at shortstop. They would lose their mind if AI's saying, hey, keep Volpe at short, because you know how they feel about Volpe out there in New York.
And you know, it's almost like the story after the story. Like, who knows? Maybe it'll be in 6 months. Maybe it'll be in 6 years. But we will get that story after the story about specifics, about whether it was the Yankees or Royals or no, actually it was the Dodgers. And it's like, why are the Dodgers using analytics? You have everybody. Just play baseball.
It was the Rays. AI, rather. It was the Rays. Oh, that's why they had the greatest season.
That's why they're killing it right now.
Yes.
It was actually a cheat code. No, and I'm sure that, listen, there's ways that you could use it better than others. Like, but again, if you're asking ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, whatever generic AI, and you're just literally inserting a question, hey, we're in the seventh inning, it's 2-1, should we put in this guy or this guy? Like, that's next level. That's next level dumb. AI can be used very productively, no doubt, no matter really what industry you're in. There's going to be a place for it, and we're going to have to kind of innovate and find that place for it in our lives at some level. But this just ain't it. This just ain't it. 785, so how long till AI is running a professional team? I mean, apparently it was happening at some level, but I mean, it'll just increase, you know, both in good and both in bad. We're at the very beginning of this, and the fact that this has already been an issue does make me a little bit nervous. I don't know if just getting rid of the iPads is enough. I don't know what else they have over there, but I mean, do you have your cell phone in the dugout? You're not supposed to, but you could. Like, I don't know. It makes me wonder, or maybe there's a guy in the locker room with a headset and he's got the iPad. Like, I just want to make sure that this completely gets eradicated from the game. This is there's no place for this in any sport. Like, you want Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy being like, hey, ChatGPT, should we call this mesh route or should we do the play action bomb? We're down 14-17 in the fourth. Like, no, like, and of course that's not going to happen, but I'm just saying to go to an extreme. I mean, shoot, if you're a Jets fan, you've got to be a little worried. Like, oh no, is this going to be Aaron Glenn this season? Please, please, no. Like, this could go worse and worse and worse. So I'm glad Major League Baseball stepped in and is getting rid of that. But yeah, the fact that that was even happening is a little bit startling. It's a little bit startling. We'll transition from Major League Baseball to the big dub, WNBA. Also startling that NBA Commissioner Adam Silver stepping in. I know the NBA has some ownership and some oversight of the WNBA and their partners and all these sorts of things, but you are not the commissioner, even though Kathy Engelbert is god-awful. You have not been great either, Adam Silver. You should fix your own league before stepping in to crap in the other league right now. And if you haven't seen this, he said yesterday that Fever star Caitlin Clark has become a, quote, political football amid debates about officiating and the physical play in the WNBA. I'm so over this Caitlin Clark thing, man. I'm telling you what. This was her the other night. They were playing the Valkyries. My brother and I were actually watching this game when this began to happen. We were over at Maloney's. I was getting that honey mustard chicken wrap. It was fantastic on Wednesday. Drink specials all day. We'll talk about the Sand Trap later. They've got some good deals coming up today as well. But Caitlin Clark, she claimed there was a foul that was missed and she had to play with a contusion. This is her frustrated after the game the other night.
Caitlin, can you take me through that second quarter play with Stokes that Did you upset?
Yeah, I got kneed right in the quad. Like, that hurts. Like, the ref can't miss that. And then I have to play with a contusion in my leg the rest of the game. Like, it's ridiculous. Can't miss calls like that.
Did they give you an explanation right after when you...
She said I initiated the contact. Which is fine. You can't knee me in the leg and knock me over.
If you haven't seen the play, you can go to Logan Weber's Twitter. You can see it.
Well, you're going to see a couple of tweets before that because he getting flamed.
Feisty. He quote tweeted the video. Our guy, Logan Weber, who was with me Tuesday through Thursday, we had a great time. He said, I say this as a lifelong Iowa fan, which he is. I'll add to the record. I know there's a bunch of comments saying he's not. He is. Who watched Caitlin's games in high school before she even donned in a Hawkeye uniform. This is nowhere near foul, and her actions or inactions over the past 6 months are seriously damaging her image in the worst ways possible. So first off, he then kind of, you know, took a step back and said, okay, maybe not a foul, nowhere near foul isn't the correct verbiage. Maybe it was a decent no call is what he did say. And I would maybe more agree with that. It is a foul. It's not nearly what Caitlin Clark's saying. I mean, she is screaming in the ref's face. I mean, she has her hands in the ref's face and her face, I mean, screaming in the ref's face about this call. And again, to me, it looks like a basketball play. It looks like a foul. She flails, goes to the ground, doesn't get the call. One of the end ones, she says she has a contusion, and obviously there's pictures now coming out. Her left thigh was swollen. She did get a knee to the thigh. That's basketball, baby. That's what this is. I don't know what to tell you, but that is basketball. And to me, it kind of is starting to feel like people, we anointed her, right? And we do this in sports a lot. And the WNBA needed a face, and she is the face. I think it was Colin Cowherd yesterday who did say that she is the face of the WNBA. I would agree with that because I don't think the face has to do with being the best player. I don't think it has to do with even success necessarily in the league. I do think you have to be good at whatever sport you're playing, and she is good. She is not great, in my opinion. She's borderline good and great. She's an all-star caliber player. She's really good. But she is the face of the league because of the ratings she's brought in, because of the controversy, because of the conversation. Much like Victor Wembanyama, he is the reason people watch basketball. If you look at the playoff ratings, every game in the top 10, other than one or two, had Victor Wembanyama playing in it, excluding the finals, because then it would be all 10. He is the face of the league based upon that in and of itself. And he's a top 5 player, and he was defensive player of the year, and now he's the favorite for most valuable player. He's 22, 23 years old. He is the face of the National Basketball Association. Caitlin Clark is that as well, but she is not the talent that I believe, obviously Victor Wembanyama is an alien, but she's not the talent that even Paige Bueckers is, right? Olivia Miles, if you have not gotten to see Olivia Miles play, my gosh, Juju Watkins is on the come over at USC. We'll see Audie Crooks one year at Iowa State, and she's going to change the sport a bit when she gets to the big leagues. She's skyrocketed, no doubt. She has skyrocketed popularity for women's basketball, but she can plummet her own career just as easily if she is not careful. She's got to keep it up with her performance. This sport is in an infancy stage. So Caitlin Clark is the, I don't even know if Larry Bird or Magic Johnson, if they're at that stage. I mean, maybe if you want to say Diana Taurasi and all those girls were the Bill Russells and Kareems, and maybe that's fine. So maybe she is this Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, but they have still not found their Michael Jordan. And Caitlin Clark is not that. She is not that. And frankly, you've got to be able to keep up with the play, to keep up with your stardom, and to own that face of the league title. Because if you don't, that will fade away and the WNBA will find somebody else. Because I'll tell you what, it's a good... The skill, the talent, top to bottom in the league is growing immensely each year. And I think we kind of thought that Caitlin Clark, because of what she did in college basketball, it's like, oh, here we go, Caitlin Clark. This is awesome. She's going to go own the WNBA. I think we didn't give enough credit, and probably even a little bit me included, to the girls and the pros. They're damn good. And they're ready to defend. They're ready to come at you. And these people acting like Caitlin Clark's being singled out on physical play, it's ridiculous. I watch enough of the games to know Paige Bueckers getting fouled hard, Olivia Miles is getting shoved around. To act like Caitlin Clark's being singled out is a little bit ridiculous. Now, do players probably dislike her more? Is she maybe have a bigger target on her head rather than maybe some other players? Yes, there's no doubt. That's the way this works. That's not a problem. This is this is the way being a star, being a face of the league works. And now, much like the UFC with McGregor, which we talked about this week on Monday, where a star can somehow sometimes outlast their actual skill, their star power outlasts what they're actually doing on the court, in the ring, on the field. The WNBA will need to be careful on how much they embrace Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese, Sophie Cunningham, Asia Wilson should be marketed more right now. Yes, Sophie Cunningham even. Asia Wilson is the, she will be the MVP again most likely this season. This will be her fifth MVP award. She may be the Michael Jordan of the WNBA, and we don't even really get to talk about her because the WNBA doesn't do their job in marketing her. And now some of that's us too, right? We have glommed on to Caitlin Clark, and that's fine. That's good. But this attitude, this sort of whiny, woe is me victimhood that Caitlin Clark portrays consistently is waning for me. It's wearing thin, and I just, the hype has now overcome what's actually happening on the court. I mean, we can look at Paige Bueckers these last few games, 22, 34, 15, 22, 25, 25, 25, 27 points. Caitlin Clark, she's been injured in and out, 13, 12, 9, then 19, 24, 26, 26, 8. She's not as consistent as these other girls right now. And if you want to say it's because of fouls and it's because of hardships coming her way, that's something that she has to work at. 1 of 8, 1 of 5, 1 of 6 from three-point land. And I'll tell you what, watching that game versus the Vegas Valkyries the other night, she took a shot coming down the court, and I looked at my brother, I'm like, what the hell are we doing? I mean, they're coming down the court. There's 18 seconds, 19 seconds left on the shot clock. She's literally bringing the ball down the court to begin a possession, and she takes a 30-foot three, contested. Brick. It's just not a good shot. It's not fun to watch. That, to me, looks more like Trae Young than it does Steph Curry. And this isn't the beginning of her being coddled either, JT. We've seen this time and time again, and Logan reminded me of this, the Iowa Hawkeye fan, which he is one. A Fever reporter got banned because they were asking questions about the injury reporting, or lack thereof, rather. Hey, why aren't you reporting the injuries and the timetables and timelines as well? Gone. A journalist banned from doing their job.
Got to get out of here. See ya.
Yeah, sorry, you're pushing too hard on our star. Oh, that's too much. That's too much. That's too much. Her attitude, her facial expressions, her whining, her screaming, it's too much. Other stars in the NBA do this, and the flopping, I'll also add. Other stars in the NBA do this, and we come at them hard. We criticize them. We go down on them, and we say, you need to be better. We need to do that to Caitlin Clark as well. The rest of the WNBA is getting better and better and better, and Caitlin Clark, to me, has stayed the same. I have not seen her get better. And this isn't about the WNBA to the 913. This is about stars in sports and marketing somebody, and Caitlin Clark's one of the biggest stars in sports right now. So I would say, you know, we get pissed at Chiefs players when they skip media after a game, right? Right?
Yeah. I mean,
but imagine banning a journalist because they asked Kelsey something that he didn't like. Imagine, you know.
Right. Yeah. It would be borderline crazy, which it is.
It would be crazy. But yes.
I would also take it this way. I think I don't have a problem with Caitlin Clark herself. The problem I have is, what do we want to call it? Her posse that she has? Because if you say anything bad about Caitlin, or you say anything remotely close to being bad, you will get hammered.
Logan experiencing it right now. Yeah, 166 exactly. Comments. And I think 150 of them are just against.
I mean, let's be real. I'm making a joke out of this, but I think that's the most comments he's probably got on a post. And he's like, I don't like it. I don't like it. But,
probably true.
Right. But like,
it's a lot of comments.
It's a whole lot of comments. And it just shows, if you say one bad thing about Caitlin Clark, you're going to have so many people come after you. And I think that's where the bad reputation comes from on Caitlin Clark. Like, if she didn't have all these people coming after her saying, oh, we defend her, and every time you say something bad, I don't think it would be that big of a deal. But every time you say something bad, everyone comes after you with pitchforks and tomatoes. It's crazy. So I think there's a problem right now within the fans of Caitlin Clark than it is with Caitlin Clark herself, because I think Caitlin Clark herself would say, yeah, my game is not up to the level it needs to be in the WNBA, but her fans believe she's all God and all this, and that's the problem.
And the 720 says, everything's targeted at Caitlin. Nobody's watching that sorry-ass sport without her. I disagree. I mean, the ratings are going up in other games without the Fever, and the ratings are going down, both on TV and in the stadium as far as attendance is concerned. Two sellouts this year for the Indiana Fever so far in the season. And I'll tell you what, those two sellouts were against who? Angel Reese and Paige Beckers. Those two are the budding stars of this league, especially Paige Beckers. So I think the WNBA just needs to find a way to move on, find a audible. And the 816 says, I'm pretty sure we have a star in the NBA who does is doing exactly that. And I said, if you're talking about SGA, you're ridiculous. And then he says, funny, you knew who I was talking about. And I knew you're talking about because that's the narrative. That's all anyone says. Of course, I know who you're talking about. It's ridiculous. It's not true.
SGA's such a lie about what SGA is.
It's so ridiculous. I could go into the numbers. I really don't want to bore people, but he doesn't even touch, and get ready, Kobe fans, he does not even touch Kobe's sort of free throw percentage.
Oh, God, you got the Kobe
rate.
Fans after
no,
us
he
now.
Doesn't touch his free throw rate, and guess what? His usage percentage is higher than Kobe's was at certain times. His free throws are lower. And lower than James Harden. They're lower than other multiple players at certain times in this league. Allen Iverson, time and time again, we look at these other people. SGA is also a back-to-back MVP. He's won a title. Caitlin Clark, again, is an all-star, but she hasn't made the playoffs. So at some point, it's got to match on the it's got to match the court versus what's happening off the court. And at some point, 913 says, who's Paige Beckers? I cannot help you with that. Multiple-time national champion at UConn, and she does bring ratings in. And I don't know if you're being facetious or not, but she brings people to the table as well. Not as much as Caitlin Clark right now. But again, I think that if the WNBA is smart, they're going to move on. They're going to find an audible there. Because that's what you have to do if you're going to keep any sort of sport viable, relevant, in the eyes. And I think Caitlin Clark, she's waning. Her fanhood is waning. It's divisive in the WNBA right now. There's too much talk about race in the WNBA right now. It's ugly. It's going a bad direction. Kathy Engelbert is going in a bad direction. They need to refresh and revise and go back to the drawing table. Because, again, the talent of women's basketball in my lifetime is it's done a 180. It's the juxtaposition similar to men's basketball 40 or 50 years ago. These players are getting better and better and better and better and better. When you watch 15, 20 years ago women's basketball clips, it's similar to looking at clips of the 70s or 80s and be like, really? This is what they were doing? Maybe 70s rather. And then you get to the 80s and you get to the 90s. You're like, whoa, this is becoming insane. This is incredible. The talent is at another level. And I think we're going to see that with the WNBA. They just have to find their stars. And that can mean drama. Caitlin Clark and the drama doesn't all bad, but the singled out, this divisive nature of Caitlin Clark and her fans, I don't really see how that helps this league in the long run, especially if she's not going to perform. And I think a lot of people just expected her to take over. She took over in college. She's going to take over the NBA, but it's a lot harder. These girls are really, really damn good. And yeah, they're going to want to guard her even harder. And that is the way this sport works. And so when you're a guy like SGA who gets this similar treatment and you're still scoring 30 points a game and you're still the MVP, yeah, you solidified yourself. Caitlin Clark now has to do even a little bit of that. You can live with one the rest of your life. Music, sports. We'll talk about it on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Here's your traffic report on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by SWL Injury Law. The Car Crash Kings, it's what they do. Visit SWLinjurylaw.com.
JT, come knocking on my door. 96.5 The Fan, home for Casey. I don't know what I'm doing. Let's go.
I think you're on the wrong side of the station.
Yeah, I found my true calling just now.
We're going to call you the White Rap. White Rap.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh,
Big Mac?
Molly White. Molly White. There we go.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm veering away from this as quickly as possible. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. This is Fesco and Dusty. JT Noah, Mac Morian with you until 10 o'clock. Fesco and Dusty back with me starting on Monday of next week.
What's Bob's first big hot take going to be on Monday?
Oh,
the Royals should trade for Ohtani. He'll change the whole season around.
Yeah, that's probably something similar to that. Yeah.
He's like, you could trade Waka and Lugo and get Ohtani.
We will talk a little Royals later and about pressure of the Royals, because there's a lot of pressure right now on the boys in blue. We'll talk about who's got the most of it. I love that. JT, that was good. That got me going. We're also 55 days away from first game in the NFL. 55 days. Less than 2 months. Come on, baby. Which means we're even closer to college football, which means real football is in our lives very soon. Just a month and a half or so away. Get ready. Very, very exciting. We'll talk about some Chiefs topics as well later. We'll be joined by Price Carter, and I may even have AJ Binkley come in later than 9 o'clock hour, because he was pretty upset about something that I said about Brett Veach yesterday. But first, I want to just kind of talk something a little non-sports here for a second on a Friday, because it's Friday. White chocolate on the mic from the 816. You can live the rest of your life, and I've got some other questions too, because I have a feeling the text line at 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line phone number, 586-7965. I have a feeling I'll know a lot of your guys' answers, because this is a sports radio show. So I have a feeling where a lot of our main interests lie, but I'm curious. You can live the rest of your life without music or without sports. Which one?
See ya, music.
Yeah, see you later, music. Yeah. No, I'm with you. It's tough, though.
Because, is it for you?
No, but the reason that it could be, that when I would think about it, is because music is, could be all the time. Music's on my way home from work, maybe. Music is when I get home tonight and want to drink a Surfside on the patio and have the speaker on. That vibe is music. That vibe isn't me turning on Carrington with my Surfside in my backyard.
Right.
It could be, and I would get used to it, but that vibe's usually me and 311, or me and the Chili Peppers, or me in 1975, and I'm vibing with a Surfside and, you know, maybe even something else on the back patio. That's kind of my, that would be more the vibe. And music, you had a party, you know, music. Without music, for sure. I don't listen to talk radio anyways. Yeah, that's fair. What about podcasts can replace music? And I listen to a bunch of podcasts.
Yeah, see, podcasts would be tougher.
I'm a big podcast guy.
True documentary podcasts get me going.
I play guitar and bass every day. Sports can kiss my ass. That's fair. See, that's someone too. If you're a guy who plays an instrument, you're a guy who's in a band, you're like, I love sports, but this is what I do. This is my passion. Okay, fine. What about TV or movies? You can choose one. The other's gone.
I would say movies are gone. What would you consider to be a movie? Because there's like, you have those true crime documentaries on Netflix that are like an hour and 20 minutes. Is that a movie or is that a TV?
Say it again.
So there's one like I watched last night. It's called, what was it called? Maternity. And oh God, I texted my mom because I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was one of the craziest things. It was called Maternal Instinct. It was an hour and I think 30 minutes long. Is that a movie or is that a TV show? Because it wasn't like, it didn't feel like a movie. It was a true crime documentary.
That's feeling TV.
Is it? Okay.
That's feeling TV.
Then I'm
to
going
me.
TV easy. I'm not a big movie guy. I like a lot of TV shows.
So you'll go just TV, no movies.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can't see.
I know.
The Odyssey this weekend.
Can't see The Odyssey. Can't see my Fast and Furiouses that I love.
Oh my gosh. No. Family.
Then you also got Avatars I can't see. So yeah.
Personally, I think I'd cut sports. It has the emotional mountains and valleys, whereas music has ups and downs, but it's more steady. Rolling hills. Yeah, it's fair. That's fair. There's a lot of emotion with sports, but that's kind of what I like for it. I can't remember. I think Max Freestyle just now was the first bit of music that I listened to all week, and I could definitely do without it.
Yikes, now you're pushing people away from it.
That's completely fair. Sports without music is kind of lame. That's a good one too. Imagine turning on a sports game and there's no music. There's no music in the intro. They go together so much, right? I mean, we know about hip hop and athletes. Just that infusion alone has been huge for both sports and for both music and culture. One without the other is kind of crazy. That's why it's a tough question. I think I would go without TV, but it is tough. It is tough because I'm a big, we'll talk comfort watches later on in the show as well, but Parks and Recreation is a big comfort watch for me. The Office, a huge comfort watch for me.
Yeah, you give me Office vibes.
Yeah, I love The Office. I'll take that as a compliment. I'll take that as a compliment. 913, The Odyssey's going to suck anyway. They didn't cast right. I want to hear your casting take. Give me the cast. Give me the correct cast right now. If Christopher Nolan doesn't know, I want to know what you know. It's tough. I mean, I think I go back and forth because movies, I'm by no means a cinephile. As we know, we've covered it on this show before, the plethora of 90s movies that I've yet to see, 90s sports movies specifically, which I do need to conquer some more this summer before we start the football season. I've got a couple months to do so, to watch some of the major leagues, some of the other sports movies that I haven't seen. Yes, I know, it's crazy. But I think I'd stick without TV because I do want to just catch up on more movies. There's so much more that I haven't seen. TV shows, I feel like I'd just start going back to what I've already watched and stop watching new ones. I would have to do without Love Island. That'd be sad, but I could do it.
Tonight on Love Island.
Tonight. No pizza, no wings.
Oh, easy. No pizza.
Really? Easy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm That's a easy wing for you? Guy.
Oh, I love wings, man. But like, there's so much more versatility with pizza, right?
There is, but I just stay true to my wings. I don't know. Pizza to me, I don't know. I get old of it, I guess. I got old of it because I used to eat it a lot as a kid. So maybe that's how it is, and I just like a good wing over a good pizza.
How could we give up music when we have bangers like Mac? Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It'd be tough. Sports to me is just entertainment. Music's life. There's a song for every occasion, every mood, every feeling, just everything. Yeah, that's really fair. I mean, there is. Music's incredible. Concerts. No concerts for you. That would suck. I love going to concerts, right? Yeah. That would be a huge one.
Also, if you cut TV out, wouldn't you lose sports, like someone said on the text line?
Okay. Yeah, but come on.
Okay, I'm just...
Come on, work with me on the hypotheticals text line. Work with me. Work with me. You can see how upset my face is on our stream, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, the Fan 965, if you want to watch us today, too. No wings. About 20 years ago, I won a contest to see who could eat the most pizza in 2 hours. It was for a local country radio station. I gained 11 pounds
in two hours. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. So that's impressive.
That's crazy to me because I would think you would want no pizza because of how much
pizza you ate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird. Maybe he's just like, no, dude, I can down pizza. That's what
I do. Now I'm the pizza connoisseur.
I'm the pizza man. I would. I don't know, dude. I think I'd go pizza because there's breakfast pizza. There's pizza red sauce. There's pizza with white sauce. Pizza with olive oil. Any sort of topping on pizza. I love wings, though, too. I've been on a wing kick especially. I mean, obviously, the Peanuts got great wings. Maloney's got great wings. Ronnie's Pub has awesome wings if you haven't had those. Like, there's multiple, like, fantastic flavors of wings, but at the end of the day, it's a chicken wing. I mean, you can have a pizza without bread, without cheese, and it'd still be good.
Yeah.
And it's still a pizza. It's the innovation of the pizza game has increased to levels that I don't think we were prepared for even 20 years ago. So I think I had a barbecue pizza from the 816.
Oh, yeah, barbecue pizza's so good.
So good. I'm actually, that's way too hungry for pizza now that it's not even 7 a.m. All right. We got to stop, but we got to get to the NFL. We got to get back to sports. NFL countdown, 55 days away. What's an acceptable record for you for the Chiefs this season? What's a record that the Chiefs have at the end of the year that goes, okay, I can deal with that. I can deal with that. I'm not firing anyone. I'm not pounding the table pissed off. What's that record for you? 913-586-7965. Make sure you stay locked in. This is Fesco and Dusty with JT and Mac for the rest of the morning. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.